Hi, I'm Carlery Thompson, and this is Unsolicited Opinion, Food for Thought, fueled by facts, where I talk about navigating the world of notoriety and what's popping off in pop culture. March Madness started early this year, thanks to women's college basketball and the epic and now explosive rivalry between the South Carolina Gamecocks and the LSU Tigers. I know you heard about what happened. If you haven't, get out from under that rock. Quick recap. This is the SEC Championship Final. SEC as a whole is known to be about that life. The knucking and bucking began early between 6'7" Camila Big Brazil Cardoza and LSU's I Ain't No Angel, Angel Reese, pulling hair and everything. It's the fourth quarter, about 2 minutes left in the game. LSU's Flage Big Four Johnson F's around and finds herself flat on the hardwood, thanks to a hard shove by Big Brazil Cardoza. Then Big Forest Bro jumped over the barriers and onto the court and into the hands of the cops. Sir, you're under arrest. By the way, Big Forest Bro caught two charges for charging onto the court. Big Brazil got banned for the rest of the game, as well as all the girlies on the bench who got up to get into it. Cardoza got that D, as in disqualified, and as a result can't play in the first round of March Madness. The game resumed and the Gamecocks got the W. South Carolina has won the SEC title for the second year in a row and for the eighth time in the last 10 years. I've got another game for you. It's called Name 5. It's being played by sports pundits and podcasters. It starts by naming 5 players in men's college basketball. Okay, name 5. Bum, 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 bum. I bet you couldn't name one, and if you could, it was probably Zach Edey. Sadly, pundits and podcasters can barely name one men's college basketball player either. Now name 5 women's college basketball players. Go. Bum 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 bum. I bet you said Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. You also might have named Hannah Hidalgo of Notre Dame or Juju Watkins of USC, and you've probably seen the hooping highlights from South Carolina's Malaysia Fuwali. I could go on, and I bet you could too. Pundits and podcasters can also rattle off their top 5 women's college ballers with ease, calling them walking buckets, saying that their play is nice, using terms they would normally apply to their male counterparts. These girlies got the guys deeply invested in their game. They've got them out here sticking their chests out, declaring they're not new to the game, they're true to the game. Out there name-dropping legends like Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Miller. So what makes the women's college ballers the ones to watch? Some say it's the combo platter of fundamentals and 90s-like hustle and heart. Yes, but add to that mix storylines and stars. You've got freshman ballers like Juju, Malaysia, and Hannah, each instrumental in leading their teams to conference titles. You've got record-breaking walking buckets from beyond the three-point line, like Caitlin Clark. And there's the dynasty-seeking South Carolina team led by Coach Dawn Staley. Undefeated in the regular season for 2 years in a row, and looking to return to natty glory following last year's upset loss to Iowa in last year's Final Four. And there is a rivalry between Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks and Kim Mulkey's LSU Tigers. Everyone would love both to square up again in a national championship final. And there's also the Staley versus Mulkey debate, Coach Crass versus Coach Class. And all in this mix is a player clearly embracing her villain arc, LSU's Angel Reese. Love her, hate her, but I dare you not to watch her. She lives rent-free in sprawling developments in so many people's heads. And I'm going to put this out there. Ready for it? There would be no Caitlin Clark if there wasn't an Angel Reese. Hold on, let me finish. There's no doubt that Caitlin is an exceptional baller, men's or women's, a generational talent that may have been on a few people's radars, mainly those who follow women's basketball or college basketball or basketball in general. But it wasn't until after last year's, the 2003 National Championship game, in which Iowa lost, the one in which Angel taunted Caitlin with the "Can you see me?" gesture that she, Caitlin, became America's sweetheart on the hardwood, known to more than just basketball enthusiasts. Caitlin entered her superhero era, and Reese, her supervillain one. Both roles each has fully embraced. Though the conflict at first, and still is to a certain extent, divided along racial lines, it was good, dare I say great, for the game. We know the drama sells, and the newsstands kept that flame alive during the off-season, making the upcoming season, this past season, one to watch. Caitlin's Iowa Hawkeyes and Angels, LSU Tigers, played to sellout crowds, home and away. Caitlin was crushing and conquering long-standing records left and right. And long lines formed for Caitlin, filled with folks waiting for her autograph. I'm going to put this out there also. It was only after she, Caitlin, was set to surpass Pistol Pete Maravich's college scoring record, did Caitlin surpass Angel in NIL earnings. Even when villainous Angel Reese wasn't on the court, she was still the center of attention. Earlier in the season, Angel was unexpectedly and mysteriously benched and MIA from LSU for a few games. Rumors swirled. Was it related to poor grades? Did the NIL money get to her head and Mulkey had to sit her down for the sake of the team? Was it a case of more money, more problems? Our other villain, Coach Kim Mulkey of LSU, basically told the media to mind their business about the whole affair. Still feeling a little salty about my saying that Angel helped transition Caitlin from a star to a superstar? Here's some food for thought. I went to see Caitlin walk the blue carpet at Target Center in Minneapolis as she arrived for her final Big Ten championship game. I recorded a video of her arrival, which I posted as a YouTube short. It has been my most poorly performing video short in a very long time. FYI, I average about 1,000 to 3,000 views per video short. And Caitlin's short has approximately had about 387, 390 views to date, with about 80% of people choosing to swipe away. When I compare her, Caitlin's, video performance to that of Angel Reese's, the differences are striking. Angel Reese's video was recorded in 2023 at the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue launch event. And no, Angel wasn't in a swimsuit, but in a side boob revealing red dress. Angel's video has outperformed Caitlin's by leaps and bounds, with Angel's video having 1.6 million views total to date, and in a recent 7-day period, 39,000 views, with only 20% choosing to swipe away. Here are some more interesting stats about both videos. Angel's demos, demographics, the viewers range pretty much age 25 and up, spread evenly across those demos. 57% of those viewers are men. Okay, let's look at Caitlin's numbers. The demos, 100% of those viewers are ages 35 to 44, and 100% of them are male. I'd love to know what you think about Caitlin's numbers, because these numbers certainly have surprised me, that they skew so heavily millennial and so heavily male. Okay, I hear you. Yes, viewership for games, especially those featuring Caitlin, are up exponentially. Linear TV is still alive, albeit not so well. Women's games, women's sports, are the key to its survival, as evidenced by ESPN's recent $920 million 8-year deal to carry women's college sports, particularly March Madness, the regular and postseason games for women's basketball, and postseason games across all women's college sports. But say what you will, social media engagement counts. To Angel's credit, she's mastered social media, becoming the villain next door, highly relatable off the court. We see her doing lives on TikTok, answering questions from fans, and sometimes from foes, and doing things like unboxings. And she, as a result, is developing an important parasocial relationship, one that leads to profits. Caitlin, as she moves from college to the pros, needs to pump up her social media presence. So her value, market value, is not solely dependent on her on-court performance. You can only break a record once, and she's quickly running out of records to break. Moving right along, let's talk about another emerging developing storyline. It involves LSU's Coach Mulkey versus South Carolina's Coach Staley. Team Crass versus Team Class. Women's college basketball is at a crucial inflection point. Newfound fans love the passion, and that passion is what those fans feel is lacking in professional basketball, and really professional sports in general. Women's college basketball has to seek a balance. Keep the passion, and at the same time, keep the brawling in check. Okay, Coach Class versus Coach Crass. After the Malice in the Palace SEC edition, each coach had their own way of addressing what happened. Coach Staley of South Carolina, Dawn Staley, issued a mea culpa, and Kim Mulkey of LSU was like, "Don't mess with my players," and wished Big Brazil Cardoza had effed with Angel instead of Flage. In other words, pick on someone your own size. Most sided with Dawn, saying she kept it classy, but there were a few, and I mean a very few, who sided with Mulkey, saying she stood on business for her players. Well, you know, I kind of sort of maybe agree with Kim's approach. Don't shoot me. Calm down. The one thing Kim Mulkey is going to be is unapologetically herself. Don't ask Kim if she has an F because she doesn't have one to give. I do like how she, Kim, protected Angel when she went MIA. And Angel, for her part, has great respect for Kim. Angel often says how she, Angel, is allowed to be herself. There seems to be at least a tacit agreement. Kim lets them, the players, be themselves, LGBT issues aside, and they, in turn, let Kim be herself. It's like you do you, and I'll do me, and we do have one thing in common, winning. I'm not here to guide you into womanhood, not here to raise you, which Dawn kind of feels is her responsibility for her team. I'm here to make you a winner. This is what I believe is the Mulkey mindset. Hey guys, are you ready for a rematch? I am. Make it happen, ladies. Before I go, in light of Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink, and possibly Angel Reese deciding to enter the WNBA draft. WNBA. In the words of the great RuPaul, don't F it up. Well, this is Carla Thompson, and that was Unsolicited Opinion, Food for Thought, Fueled by Facts.